With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Republicans voted in a rare Saturday session, clearing a key procedural step as they raced to pass President Trump's big bill of tax breaks by his July 4th deadline. The vote tally was 51-49 to proceed with the debate. It's still a long weekend of work to come. Senate passage could be days away, and the bill would need to return to the House for more votes before it could reach the White House. The Trump administration letting go three attorneys connected with the prosecution of those involved with the January 6th Capitol riot. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Justice Department has abruptly fired at least two attorneys who worked as supervisors overseeing the January 6th Capitol riot prosecutions in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, as well as a line attorney who prosecuted cases stemming from the attack. Two people familiar with the matter say a letter was received by one of the prosecutors and it was signed by Attorney General Pam Bondi, and the letter did not provide a reason for the person's removal, effective immediately. A Justice Department spokesperson has declined to comment. The moves came following Trump's sweeping pardons and commutations of sentences for January 6 rioters. Donna Warder, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he's pleased that some House Democrats stood behind President Trump's attack on Iranian nuclear facilities.
Everyone around the world applauded this expertly performed duty by our extraordinary unmatched military. Some of them applauded loudly and openly and some of them quietly, but everybody except the evil regime in Iran knows this was the right thing to do.
Israel military saying it's killed one of the founders of Hamas. Hakam Muhad Asalasisi has been taken out in an airstrike. He was the orchestrator of the October 7th attack in Israel. Chief Justice John Roberts warning that elected officials' heated words about judges can lead to threats or acts of violence by others. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. A Canadian church takes extreme measures. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is preparing for the new reality. There is a possibility of legal challenge to the legislation, however. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Caring Not Killing say they're not giving up the fight, and supporters of the suicide bill say implementation would take 4 years rather than the initially suggested 2 years. More at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Guidelines may relax for sports betting in the college ranks. More from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The NCAA is considering a proposal to allow athletes and staff to bet on professional sports while maintaining strict bans on college sports betting. The Division I Council introduced the idea, which requires approval from Divisions II and III. The NCAA says this shift reflects the rise of legalized gambling and aims to focus enforcement on college sports integrity. Current rules already ban betting on NCAA sports with severe penalties for violations. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Child safety advocates are warning about the dangers of heat stroke from leaving children in hot cars. Experts say vehicle temperatures can rise 20 degrees in just 10 minutes, even on mild days, putting kids at risk. Already this year, 9 children have died in cars in America. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.